Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, we're here to empower you on Herb Talk. That's what we like to do. So Magical Frank, my engineer, and I are ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We have lots of empowering info. We're going to be talking about some really deep information when it comes to some of your medical treatments. And one of them we're going to dive into some research, actually medical science is explaining what they're doing when it comes to manufacturing your vaccines, whether it's the flu shot or whatever. So we're gonna go into that and look at some of their experiments going back even to the 70s and seeing what's in the syringe, as it were. Also, we're going to be talking about gout, because we're going to be moving into the holidays pretty quickly. That's when gout flares up. So we're going to hit that. And also we're going to be talking about getting some more inner peace, because a lot of people seem like you need to chill, just need to relax and chill. And I understand, because the world's a crazy place. So we're going to see if we can't, beef up on our moments of peace in our life. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, Big Salute and Semper Fi. Hey, I'm lifting up America, all of America. I'm lifting up our righteous men and women in uniform, praying for them. God's hand of protection be on all of us. And, you know, I remember this section in the Bible in Jude, one chapter, of course, where it says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you flawless, I'll get it out, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever." So that's right. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short, and you'll never, ever regret spending time in prayer. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty, let's see, what do we got in the quacker? Here's something that's interesting on the Ebola. British insurance companies and U.S. insurance companies are being very much affected by the Ebola outbreak. You might say, well, how's that? Well, they're all about risk. So their underwriters are really busy at writing new, I guess, policies that exclude Ebola. Or if you want Ebola included as a risk, then, of course, it's going to cost you more. That's right. So according to Lloyd Thompson Group of London, they say that their underwriters are writing new policies, renewables, that will become costlier if companies want to include Ebola issues, because they have to cover the risk of losses from quarantine and shutdowns and all this other stuff. So just be FYI, if you're looking for, you know, life insurance policies now, I guess, you know, you're going to see that Ebola exclusion right off the bat. And if you want it included, you'll pay more. And last but not least, this is interesting. You know how they're messing around with your food, the genetically modified? Well, here's a Swiss company. It's a firm called Lubira. They have created this apple that has built-in fizz to it. Yep. Sort of like, you know, Pop Rocks, maybe. Fizzing in your mouth. What it is an apple that creates sparkling fruit bubbles in your mouth. Like an apple on its own wasn't good enough. But anyway, here it is, the world's first sparkling apple that fizzes in your mouth when you bite into it and eat it. Very crunchy when you bite into it, but soft center. The cells of the apple are larger, so when you bite into them, it mixes the chemicals of the cells together. And, of course, it gives you this effervescent, juicy feeling, or like you've got a fizzy drink in your mouth. So anyway, that's... they said it's the best apple they've ever made. They said it's taken over 10 years to perfect. And what they did is they used the East German apple, a specimen from there, has a sweet texture to it, and they crossed it with a Riesling apple from, I guess, the Swiss area, and they get apple fizz. And I don't know if it's going to be available in the United States eventually. I guess it would be, but... I mean, what's wrong with just the regular apple, you know? Why has everything got a fizz or pop or, I don't know, do other things other than what it was supposed to do? Be fruit with natural sugars and fiber. Now it's got a fizz. Hope it doesn't cause, you know, indigestion. I wonder if it does. Anyway, that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. All righty. So we're going to be talking about some things that is happening in the halls of science, the halls of medicine. And we're going to touch on the Ebola a little bit because, you know, it's still in it's in everybody's mind a little bit. What's the likelihood of Ebola coming here big time and the likelihood of an Ebola vaccine being, you know, mandated? But anyway, with regards to all that, And all these viruses now and the vaccines kind of miraculously record time, I might add, are developed. You know, those tried and true standards of producing a vaccine, you know, where they have to incubate things, that's kind of, you know, gone by the wayside. So now they can fast track the vaccine production. And I don't know if it has anything to do with the quality of the end product, but I would imagine it does alter some things. Now, the medical treatment for Ebola, or actually any virus, has many concern because science lately has been, you know, revealed that, you know, they have a dark shroud of fraud in a lot of these scientific studies. So people are wondering, you know, how good is the vaccine going to be? Now, let's take a look at some modern medicines that are supposedly disease prevention treatments. And what is really happening with that? Is there really a promise of protection, or does it do the opposite? So we're going to find out. So, because when you get your vaccines, there's a lot more than just skin deep. According to Leading Edge Research Group, that's the Leading Edge Research Group's name of the group, they say vaccines have mutated into a negative genetic instrument of science. There appears to be genetic material from buried life forms in modern vaccines, and they've been there since 1971 when scientists in Geneva stated that these types of vaccines can change the genetic structure of humans. So according to the University of Geneva, their science department, they said that there's DNA substances in vaccines, and they're injected directly into the blood and become part of the human genetic structure. Of course, Dr. Carly's been on the show, and she's explained that to us before as well. So modern medicine thinks that this is actually a benefit because they have learned how to transfer resistance or non-resistance from one species to another. So this includes plants, animals, and humans. So scientists are completely erasing any defining barriers among man and other species. So what this means is bacteria, virus, and other pathogens, the history can be transferred in a process science is calling transcession. And the root word of transcession is transcend, so that means they seek to go beyond the limits that the creator has set. Well, let's look at some of this research that's been around a while. The scientists know what course that they're embarking on, and they're going to do it anyway. So in 1977, the International Review of Cytology, Volume 51, in there it stated that foreign DNA in treatments like vaccines transforms the cells and can cause cause cell malignancy, they said. And this is what Dr. Carly has often said about vaccines. They can cause all degenerative diseases, including cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. And here's why. When that foreign DNA enters the human body or an animal, it will transcribe into the cell to create a different organism. So this process can release bacterial DNA, which promotes cancer-causing malignant DNA. This is not just the human sector, but also in veterinarian medicine as well. So in 1975, scientists discovered that the virus causing cancer in animals had a special enzyme. It's called reverse transcriptase. And these are viruses known as RNA viruses, which have been created from DNA strands to integrate into the host DNA and infect it. So modern medicine knows they are killing billions of people and even animals with vaccination treatments, and the world is focused basically on less than 10,000 deaths by Ebola. Not that that's good, but, you know, the numbers are, well, let's talk about, is there a safe vaccine? Let's ask that question. The research by Dr. Robert Simpson of Rutgers University reported on DNA and vaccines, and he wrote that RNA viruses, which do not cause the cancer, will form DNA without needing the reverse transcriptase. So when this happens, modern medicine calls this a provirus. And the provirus cells can sit dormant or latent for long periods of time without producing any symptoms of disease. Dr. Simpson gave some examples of common RNA viruses that don't directly cause cancer, but can form the proviruses, and they are influenza vaccines, measles vaccines, mumps, and polio vaccines. So there was this German scientist, Zinchenko, and in 1967, he reported on the multiple sclerosis disease was actually provoked by the following vaccinations: smallpox, typhoid, tetanus, polio, tuberculosis, diphtheria, and rabies. So this research was published in the October 22, 1967 British Medical Journal. So this has been around a while. Now, so when humans are inoculated with, not against, but with influenza, with measles, with mumps, and polio viruses, what is really happening is that modern medicine is seeding the body with RNA, forming these proviruses, which after a long period of time reawaken, delivering another generation of basically chronically ill patients. So there are diseases in which vaccination causes detrimental effects and eventually lethal effects. There are diseases that vaccines cause which reduce function, quality of life, and even shorten longevity. So science has known this for some time, that vaccines can cause what medicine calls mesenchymal collagen disease. Mesenchymal collagen disease, and this is also called rheumatoid arthritis, also called lupus, and MS. So they know they're causing these diseases in epidemic levels. So when these diseases occur, it's due to human tissue being impregnated with a foreign genetic material from the vaccine. And in the case of lupus, the foreign genetic material starts to change the cells of the body, and the immune system sees them as foreign and then attacks them. Because there's nothing wrong with your immune system. However, lupus patients are told by their doctors that their immune system is malfunctioning. The immune system is working correctly, and it's attacking what God did not put there. So medicine will pump lupus patients full of immune-suppressing drugs, and then they usually die of pneumonia or a flu because they have no immunity at that point. So this is a slow death, and in my book, that's pretty lethal. All right, let's talk about, this is cute, death by hamster. Hang with me. In 1964, the Journal of the American Medical Association, they reported on a study that involved polynoma viruses, and it seems that the virus produces a DNA virus, and it causes tumors. So what they found was there was this genetic DNA material within the polynoma virus was transformed from the malignant hamster embryo cell culture. So I suppose medicine can actually justify all the misery and death that they're causing with these insane and unnatural treatments because it was the animal source that we used that was faulty. Not medicine, not the theory of medicine, not the hypothesis of vaccines are faulty. It was the cell culture that was faulty. Right. So, I mean, they can use any excuse they want. Equipment failed. Material was you know, subgrade. A vaccine got hot. I don't know. Just pick an excuse. But let me talk about some more cancer jabs here, because cancer has exploded because of cancer-inducing vaccines. So in 1961, the Journal of Science reported that the smallpox vaccine and the polio virus act as carcinogens because they are catalysts for producing cancer. They proved it with animal studies and with amounts that were so small that it would normally not produce any cancerous tumors on their own. So vaccines can give you cancer before cigarettes will. Now, medical science read these studies, but the public doesn't read these studies. So your physicians read them, but you don't. So this is probably one of the reasons why medical doctors don't get vaccinated or don't want their family vaccinated, like, you know, TV personality Dr. Oz. He won't let his family get a flu vaccine. Now, this is why doctors typically are furious when they have to be vaccinated by their hospital authority with the flu vaccine in order to keep their jobs. Now, just remember that more antibiotics and vaccines are used in animal husbandry in that sector, and consumers are also eating hormone-injected and antibiotic-laden and vaccine-polluted foods on top of all this. And then there's this vaccine that induces leukemia. In April 1972, the Journal of Science published some findings that the U.S. polio cases were 100% caused by the polio vaccine. By 1977, it was suspected that the polio virus that was made on monkey tissue culture was causing an uptick in leukemia cases. So making vaccines on animal tissue cultures has been a problem. Medical science has known about this for decades. And I know they're switching over to things like tobacco leaves and some other things, but, you know, I'm sure something else will pop up. Because you're altering a genetic structure. You're altering what God made. You're compromised. You're just totally creating something else. So I say, you know, don't be scared. Get prepared. So even though we do live on some weird and uncertain times, you know, you can do all you can to prepare the best that you can and let God do the rest. Psalms 91, I prayed a lot. I do what I can. God, you do the rest. Lately, I get calls. Guess what? For the pandemic kit that we have at Apothecary Herbs, I get calls from medical personnel for this kit, right? Okay, so if you're interested, you can check that out online. Now, if you're on a budget and you can't afford the kit, you can also get the Three Amigos, which is a nice counter to flu. There's some also a pneumonia kit, and there's a nice tonic called All-in-One that's very broad spectrum. So you have some other choices there that may fit into your budget. And you can boost your immune system, protect yourself, take a maintenance dose a couple times a week, and keep the sniffles and all the bugs away. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. You can click on kits if you want to check out the pandemic kit. If you're looking for the other items for immune boosting, click on the immune boosting tab. Or you can simply call and ask for a catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yep, don't panic. Don't panic. Yeah, so vaccines scare me. I mean, you know, terribly. I've seen damage beyond anything you really want to see. So you do what you want. Do your homework. Do your homework before you do anything like that, okay? Well, all right, we're going to talk about gout. We're going to jump into our next segment here because I know we're coming up to a break in a couple minutes. But let's jump into the gout issue because it flares up around the holidays and we're moving into, goodness, we'll be in Thanksgiving territory before you know it. Now, according to the American College of Rheumatology, there's more Americans that have gout now than they did a decade ago. So this is a stark reality that, you know, our modern medicine is really not curing or preventing any kind of painful condition such as this. So in 2013, we had like 8.3 million Americans that suffered every day with gout symptoms. Now, according to the research, conditions other than gout, which are caused by uric acids, have affected about 43 million Americans, so 21% of the U.S. population. New Zealand and the U.K., they seem to have the same problem. So gout, after all, is a typical form of arthritis. So we're going to take a look at this and protect ourselves, especially as we move into what I call leg out season. Now, let's look at the symptoms. You may be familiar with them. Gout, you know, you may have a family or friend that has gout, and you know what it is. There's pain, there's swelling, there's redness and tenderness. Their joints may feel hot and stiff. No amount of pampering seems to offset a gout attack, for sure. So, when I was growing up, I had a family member who had mild to moderate gout, but it seemed to really flare up around the holidays. So, it's my grandmother, okay? She had a toe, one big toe, just one, that would kind of, you know, swell up at Thanksgiving, and she'd prop it up on a pillow, and, well, my older brother and I, when we were kids, we would ask her if we could take a black marker and lightly, very tenderly, draw a little face on her toe. I know, you probably think, oh, that's outrageous. Well, you know, while she sipped on her highball, she in her Brooklyn, New York accent, she said, sure, go ahead. And so we would, you know, draw a little smiley face, you know, make a little puppet on her toe there. And she was a good sport. So, but really, let's talk about some of these acids that seem to be involved. According to some research, uric acids from cooked foods, eating too much cooked foods, tend to get broken down into what are known as purines, and these can build up in the body and settle in a lot of soft tissue in the joint area. It creates this crystal deposit known as tophi, and so the crystals can make the skin look kind of lumpy. And so the body areas known to become gouty are the arch or the instep of the foot, ankles and heels, toes, of course, knees, wrists, fingers, and elbows. So the acids like to settle in there where you're mostly mobile, of course, it does, and just hinders everybody. So you have to ask yourself, why do these crystals accumulate there? Well, another area of the body that can also get these crystals accumulating is your kidneys. So if the acids don't dissolve in the blood, and if the kidneys get blocked or clogged with the crystals, they can tend to accumulate. So where you find acidy blood, you're going to find people with gout. Now, according to medical science, the purines come from many foods. People that eat like liver, peas, anchovies, and dried beans will actually provide a lot of those acids, so you want to be careful. Also, any kind of teas that have a lot of acids in them. Now, herb teas are fine, but your black teas, your coffee will have lots of acids in it. Now, there are some other triggers for gout is stress, fatigue, some prescription medications, or interaction with the prescription drugs that have with alcohol and in some other foods. So we'll get into that. Early gout symptoms can usually resolve themselves in just a few days without a lot of intervention. But in the future, the gout attacks tend to stay longer and longer. They get harder and harder to resolve. So gout flare-ups can be months or even years apart. But as we get older and they happen over and over, they're harder to get rid of. So I know we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about what happens around the holidays and people get all gouty. What are some more food triggers you need to be aware of? And what are the medicines that can actually trigger gout attacks? We want to avoid that. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Are you concerned about prescription drug dependency to stay healthy? Are you worried that the cost and availability of your medications may put your health at risk? Perhaps it's time you consider a natural, safe, and effective way to deal with your health problems. If only you knew where to start. Start right here. Tune in to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
And we're talking about the gout barometer because get close to the holidays and that's when gout flares up. If you think about it, gout attacks do kind of multiply around the holiday season. The reason is there's all these festivities and we tend to be eating and drinking things we don't normally eat or we don't eat as much of. So we get a lot of cooked food, and lots of uric acid with holiday fare. And then you add the alcohol to it and a lot of stress that the holiday brings, and you can see where we're going. We get a flare-up of those joints. Now, physicians will usually test patients, their blood, for high uric acid count, high acid counts, and they also confirm if they have any what they call hyperuricemia. So if you have some fluid from an infected joint, they'll maybe extract it, and they'll look at it under a microscope to see if it has any gout crystals in there. So the presence of acid doesn't always automatically say you have gout. They want to see if there's crystals that are in the fluids of the joints. So, all right, so there is a risk factor. You'll be more at risk of developing gout if your relatives had the disease. So you're at a higher risk of gout if you're male, if you're overweight, if you drink alcohol, if you eat a lot of rich foods, if you lack the necessary enzymes in the digestive system to break down a lot of these purine acids, and also if you're exposed to lead, if you take a lot of store-bought vitamins that contain niacin, and you take drugs like diuretics, aspirin, cyclosporine, or levoproxia, well, then you're at a higher risk. Now, rheumatoid physicians believe that gout and its sister conditions are triggered by metabolic syndrome like obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure. But researchers found that the incidence of these conditions doubled from 1960 to 1990, and so did the gout. So what's going on there? Well, research from New Zealand, there's a study by the University of Otago in New Zealand. They published it in the Journal of Rheumatology, and they looked at hospital admissions for gout over a 10-year period, and they concluded that the condition had worsened over the decade, and it seemed to correlate with the coexisting conditions of cardiovascular disease and obesity. So there seems to be some sort of connection there. So this is why you typically do not see a slender people with a whole lot of gout. But they can get it, but they typically don't. All right, let's look at some of the food triggers. These are foods that kind of trigger an inflammatory condition response. Corn, wheat, milk, cheese. Oh, my God, the cheese at Christmas and Thanksgiving is huge. Of course, your meat, your red meats. Alcohol, omega-6 vegetable oils like your corn oil, safflower oil, and sunflower oil. So if you tend to remove a lot of this from the diet, you're going to improve greatly the gout situation and your overall health, so you won't have the flare-ups as much. Now, some foods can help relieve the inflammatory condition and help tone down the gout attack, and that would be fish, especially salmon, herring, and sardines. So maybe your hors d'oeuvres can have some fish, you know, on it. Vegetarian lifestyle is usually a good call too, and the ancients would use ginger root to tone down the inflammation. So that's what they did. They didn't have pharmaceutical drugs, so they fought disease with nutrition, basically. Now, also, alfalfa has been used. It has a rich mineral source, and it helps, as well as ginseng, because of the gingenoside compounds in the ginseng, it helps relieve a lot of the symptoms of arthritis and gout. Now, oregano has also been used as an anti-inflammatory, or you can also use meadowsweet herb or willow bark. If they are not available, rosemary is excellent, and some people would mix it with a little cayenne if some of the other anti-inflammatory agents are scarce. Now, in 1766, many of the early Americans would use cod liver oil to, quote, lubricate their joints and reverse gout symptoms. There's this book by Dr. Colin Dong called Arthritis Cookbook. It's recommended that you have more vegetarian lifestyle, especially if you're used to eating lots of meat and dairy, black pepper, alcohol, and a lot of chemical additives in your foods. He says you're going to have to switch it up here and save your life and save your joints and go more vegetarian. He also says tomatoes can sometimes be a problem for people that are sensitive and have gout. I like the lutein, and it's good for your eyes, but they for people with gout, some people have an allergy to the nightshade family, and tomato, it falls in there. But I want to touch on this ginger root real quick. Why does ginger root help relieve arthritis or gouty conditions? Well, it's an anti-inflammatory agent, just like willow bark and meadowsweet herb are. And the University of Denmark studied ginger root for this purpose to see how it helped with conditions of arthritis and gout. And they found that this ancient medicine worked very well. In a study that with the ginger root, it relieved swelling, pain, stiffness, and improved mobility. So the study said that ginger does this by blocking the formation of this hormone-like substance, which causes inflammation. And the research reported that the ginger root worked as well or better than the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and without all the side effects. Also, they said ginger root did more than the drugs by blocking prostaglandins and leukotrienes, which also reduced other substances that can cause a lot of inflammation and pain and protects you from antioxidants, free radicals, and so forth. Now, there are some other nutrients that I would tap into if I had problems with arthritis and gout. Significant pain can impact you, so I like to fight back with lots of nutrition. So foods that contain some what I call super joint, you know, nutrition are going to have a lot of silicon or silica in there. It's a mineral. You find it in fibrous plants. You'll find it in beetroot, lettuce, cucumbers, celery, and onions. You'll also find it in herbs like horsetail and oat straw. Another mineral I like to use is phosphorus, and it's important because it has this structural element for bone strength. And you find it in nuts, seeds, vegetables, fish, and high-protein plants. Now, vitamin C is also great. It will slow any damage to joints, diminish the pain as well. Of course, you find that in your citrus fruits, your bell peppers, and, of course, rose hips. Vitamin D will help prevent the osteoarthritis issue. And you'll find a lot of people tapping into cod liver oil, herring, and mackerel for that. Iodine will help prevent a lot of that osteoarthritis as well. You find that in your seaweed, your sun-dried Celtic sea salt, and, of course, black walnut will have your highest concentration. And you also find nutrients in the following products at Apothecary Herbs if you're looking for nutrition to fight back this holiday season. Their Body Foundation food mix will have your phosphorus, your seaweed, your alfalfa, plus your vitamins and minerals, your plant proteins, and 22 amino acids that are very beneficial. If you think you need a little help with bone strength, they have a liquid calcium formula with lots of silicon. They do have several pain formulas there. You can check that out. They have regular and extra strength, so you can look under their pain area on their website or in their catalog. They do have the ginger root in a liquid as well as the ginseng, so you can layer on up and get a lot of a synergistic effect using your herbs and combinations together. And they do have the Celtic salt if you're interested in that. You can check that out, the powerherbs.com. Now, if your kidneys are a question mark, if you're worried about crystals building up in the kidneys, they do have an excellent kidney bladder cleanse kit. So check there under kits or organ cleanse for that information. Of course, if you don't have the internet, you can call them and you can ask for a catalog or ask questions at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you dial 704-885-0277. And, of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. Yep, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Big difference. Okay, so we have a few minutes now. I'm going to switch gears. We're going to talk about getting some more peace into our lives because, you know, people are just really tense, worried, upset, anxious, panic attack even happening, and so we can't have that. We're going to try to get some more peace. We're going to try to calm down here just a little bit. Now, time does fly by fast, usually everyone confirms that, you know, where did the day go, right? Where did the week go? Where did the month go? Hey, the Bible tells us life is but a vapor, here 1 minute, gone the next. Look in James chapter 4 for that. So it doesn't matter really what culture, sex, age, or social economic status we're in. We are all humans and we all crave peace. So the greatest greeting anyone can bless you with is peace. That's why the disciples went around, peace be with you, peace be with you. It's great. It's a wonderful blessing. Now, the opposite of peace, of course, is distress, agitation, harassment, anxiety. So the world can be contrary to us getting enough peace in our life. So survey after survey reveals that people feel more overwhelmed than ever before. There are more people expressing unhappiness in their profession. People feel like they can't get ahead. They're stuck and they say that they can't do enough at work. They also say that they want more out of life, but they really don't know what that is. So it's kind of similar to opening your refrigerator. You're hungry, you want something to eat, but you just don't know what you feel like eating. Same thing. So I encounter more people in a negative and frustrated state of mind than ever before. So I think it's because they don't feel like they're in control of their lives. And that can be frustrating. And we're going to find out how we can, you know, take back more control, have more peace, okay? We're going to have to slow down. I know that everybody says, you know, take time, smell the roses and all that. But a lot of people, there's some people think the days go too slow. Some people think they go too fast. Depending on who you talk to, some say, you know, the day just goes by like a snail. Some people say it went too quickly. So if they feel that the day is moving too slow, it's usually an indication that they feel weighed down with life, the daily cares. They seem to be like obstacles to them. Now, depression has become a major problem worldwide. So when society becomes apathetic to social problems, well, then people begin to feel like no one cares. And relationships take on this shallow connection, which offer little security or even any depth to a friendship. Now, sometimes it is how you look at things that will frame your perspective. Now, I don't think, I know a lot of people love social media, helps them stay in contact with people far away, but even people close to you, you're just not getting that one-on-one physical contact. It's more isolated contact. Okay, let's talk about lies, and a lot of them call it the wall of lies. They say there's an alter reality is what they're saying, which we can't see through the wall of lies that we have. So have we been conditioned to be strictly goal-oriented in our daily lives? And what should our orientation be if it isn't chasing a goal? So while the answer is we should be seeking that peace that we crave, so we can experience peace when we have a feeling of accomplishment and not just for our own benefit. So little by little, these accomplishments can help us reach our goals, but it is the process as well as the end result that matters. For example, if you reached your goal, but you burned some real important bridges in the process, this is going to steal any positive feeling of achievement. We pursue goals because we anticipate how the end result will make us feel. So if we chase our feelings through life, if you think about it. Now, another example is winning the lottery. So people will spend, you know, hundreds of dollars a year chasing that feeling of being instantly rich. And many think that such a windfall will make them feel happy and secure. Well, they don't stop to consider the complications of friends or family members wanting to also feel some of that financial security, and they can become offended if they're turned away. So the lottery winner has to decide which will bring that feeling of peace, the money, or the friendship. So, was winning the lottery the goal? All right, let's look at the goal that's important. In many cases, the goal is not as important in the end. It is the journey that made the goal worthwhile. So most people realize that they don't need all this stuff that they think they need to be happy. So if we take a moment to reflect on what is happy and joyful and peaceful right now in our lives right now, the other stuff can be, well, as important as driftwood. So do we really need to chase the materialism? So what we need is controlled growth in our lives and in the right direction. For instance, consider plants or shrubs or trees and how they grow. Without a gardener pruning and shaping the plant, it will grow pretty wild in all sorts of directions. So just like the tree branches, life can take us down some random paths if we're not vigilant where we are going or what we want to do, and we can get off course. So the moral of the story is you want to focus on the things that are real, which really matter, and which produce peace. And we want to take time. Take 15 minutes. Anyone can do this. You know, anybody can have a gloomy, cloudy day, but eventually, you know what, the sun breaks through and the things are better. So I find it helpful for me to take at least 15 minutes per day, and I like to pray and meditate on the blessings in my life, what I'm grateful for, and then I like to visualize positive things. So when I do this, what I am doing is I'm affirming my value to myself and to those in my life. So I do this early in the day, and what I do is I gain a lot of peace from this, and I get a positive mindset. And when I do this, I'm not only blessed, I become a blessing to other people. So this is just something you can't put a price on, right? All right, so let's talk about if it's broke, we got to fix it, right? Us humans, we're spiritual, mental, physical entities, and from time to time, things break, need fixing. So going down random paths and often lead us into something that gets broken. For example, don't try to make everyone happy at your expense. Ask for help when you need it. And don't be afraid to say no and disappoint people if you have to. Don't make the mistake of connecting your personal worth to your achievements. Now, it's all right to cut back and lighten the load in order to stay on track. And in many cases, this is going to give you strength and clarity as you find what, you know, really matters in your life. So in the process, you also discover who or what motivates and what also drains you. So you can avoid those things that drain you and be around those things that motivate you. Now your priority list becomes more concise then, and you waste less time. You'll have more control of what is in your life so that you can get on with your life. So this is about balance and staying on track, and you'll replace the guilt, the restlessness, the fatigue, and the confusion with deeper friendships, more trust, more respect, and peace and joy. And above all, be patient and grateful for the blessings you have. So no matter how bad it gets, there is the good things. No matter how bad things may get, that inner peace and hope, you know, is going to help pull you through. So you want to keep close to the Almighty. He's going to honor you. You stay close to him, he honors you. And I know the Bible is full of wisdom. And when I read there in the Bible that herbs are meat or herbs are here for the service of man in first chapter of Genesis or in Psalms 104, that makes me want to tap into those benefits. You know, I want some of those blessings. So the blessings that herbs have brought me and my family are numerous, and it's also brought us the peace of mind that medical science can't provide. So I trust in the herbs rather than in untested vaccines or risky medical treatments, but that's me. I'm at peace knowing God's herbs are good, they're strong, they're here for everyone. And I've seen herbs work and perform what some would say are miracles. And I say, why wouldn't herbs work? God created them. So if you would like to learn more about the power of cleansing and immune boosting with God's good herbs, then, hey, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's what they do. And they'll empower you with tools and information. So, and then you can go share that with other people, and you can empower them, and you can be a blessing to them. See, it's an awesome thing. You can check out the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663. Of course, if you want to learn a little bit more, we have a lot of people taking advantage of the Power Herbs ebook. It's a 400-page book that I wrote for you, and it covers cleansing, it covers immune boosting, it covers how you make your own herbal tinctures if you want to learn how to do that, and it's an empowering tool. And it's an ebook we emailed to you, so, and it's just $14.99, but it's 400 pages of empowering information. And you can get that on the website. You just go to thepowerherbs.com and click books and newsletters, and you can order that there, and it's emailed to you. Also, if you're interested in getting information weekly, we do have newsletters that are also on the website, and these are free. There's the American Survival newsletter that goes out on Tuesday. Lots of people are writing for that. You get information in health and, of course, politics and finances. And then we have their HealthQuest newsletter, which is just about the organic health therapy, natural stuff, and that goes out on Friday. So if you want one tomorrow, sign up tonight, and we'll get you on that list. Of course, they're free. You can opt off anytime you want. You don't have to stay there. And they're there for your benefit, your educational benefit, your peace of mind, if you will. And you can share it with family and friends, so that's theirs. And we like to get feedback. So if you like the articles, if you like the newsletters, just let us know. If we need to, you know, improve in some areas, we'll do that too. Feedback is great. Also, don't forget, coming up, we're going to be talking. I almost forgot. Don't forget, coming up, I think it's Friday, tomorrow, is the last day to tap into Ty Bollinger's Quest for the Cures Continues. It'll be coming down. The videos will be coming down. These were the free view videos on all these natural cures that he has put together in a DVD and book set. And so I think there'll be a way for you to order that if you decide you want to get hard copies. So you can go to the powerherbs.com website and go to the links page and click on Ty Bollinger's banner, Quest for the Cures, and you can learn more there. But tomorrow, I think, is the last day, and they'll be taking a lot of that information down. So you definitely want to take advantage of it before they take all that good stuff down and find out how you can get a copy. Ty Bollinger has gone across the United States interviewing various people on what they have found out works for certain things, especially cancer. And I think it was just a great collection of information that will serve many, many people for moons to come. So well done, Ty. Ty Bollinger, I've known Ty for a while. And he actually interviewed me. I'm in one of those segments. But regardless, me and my dandelion root, but regardless, great stuff to have in your health library. So don't neglect to get a copy of that or a copy of the Power Herbs book from thepowerherbs.com. Well, I'm just about out of time, but if you have a health topic you'd like me to cover, don't be shy. You can send me an email off the website, and we'll try to include that in the format when we have an opening. And coming up in November, we'll have Dr. Carly back here on the 18th, so we'll see what's developing between now and then for her to come on and enlighten us on reversing vaccine-induced diseases. You can check out her website, click on her banner at the links page as well. Well, I'm out of time, and the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I'm wishing you all to be well.